Well, I can say it now. Good morning. Welcome to our service today. A special welcome to our guests with us today. Since I'm coming in here to substitute for Pastor Schmidt, I don't know who all the guests are anymore. But if you are one, a warm welcome to you. I'm Pastor Bibler. That's Bible with an R at the end, by the way. I'm familiar with many of you here today because I've been, it seems like I can come and go. But I found my way to faith today without any problems since it's been a little few months since I've been here. So it's good seeing you, and it's just marvelous to see what's going on within this congregation with Pastor Schmidt as the leader, the shepherd of your flock. I praise God for that. So, with that, let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we come and just the majestic God that you are, and the loving and merciful God and forgiving God that you are, saw fit for us sinners to send your Son into this world to give us, as we talked about in Bible class today, a second chance. That you have given us the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts, bringing us to faith. And I thank you, Lord, that you continue to sustain us and continue to give us that promise each and every day. That we are yours, that we are a child of a heavenly Father. I pray, Father, that you would outpour your Spirit upon us this time that we have together and always. Help us, Lord, to see more vividly your love put into the flesh, Jesus Christ, in this message today and this service too. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Wow, great. My stomach hurt. It hurt so much, Manuel thought, as he shivered under the dark sky. He had not had a regular meal since his parents had been taken away in the earthquake. At first, scourging and scrounging in the rubble, then wandering through the tent cities, he ate what he could find. So alone. So helpless. Would cholera, hunger, or neglect take him first? How much better do you think his life would be if he would be adopted by a good American family? That family brought him home with them, fed him, cared for him, loved him, and clothed him. How would that change the outlook and hope for the future? He would be an entirely different person, wouldn't he? Well, you've been adopted by the one much greater than an American family. This adoption brought us out of a far, far worse condition than any Haitian orphan endures. And as difficult and expensive as international adoption is, your adoption cost much more. For you were purchased by the Son of God, giving himself as a ransom price for your adoption and for my adoption. That is why he came to earth, born of a woman, born under the law. He came to buy you back so that whether you are a man, woman, or child here today, you have been redeemed by the Son to be son. That's the theme. And as we imagine little Manuel enjoying a warm meal and a soft bed and a loving home with his new adoptive family, enjoying the blessings, you have been made the sons of God. So rejoice in your Father's plan, called out by your Father's Spirit, anticipate your Father's inheritance. Those are the three parts that we are going to ponder on this morning as we kneel at the manger of our Redeemer. First of all, rejoice in your Father's plan. Galatians 4, verses 4 and 5 says, when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law. The Father had a plan. After Adam and Eve sinned, and he began revealing his plan. You read in Genesis 3, the offspring of the woman would crush Satan's head. But thousands of years pass. God was working his plan, making more detail known, preparing the world for his Son. The serpent crusher would come from Abraham's family. Like a star, he would rise out of Jacob, of the tribe of Judah. From the house and lineage of King David. He would be a mighty God, the Prince of Peace. He would be born of a virgin in the town, this small little town of Bethlehem. And how many prophecies of his suffering, death, resurrection, and glory could we bring to mind? God was preparing the world. So this heathen Roman emperor, Caesar Augusta, issued a decree at the exact time God wanted, and a newly married couple from Nazareth journeyed some 80 miles to Bethlehem. The prophecies were fulfilled. Why did God put his plan into action? Why did God send his Son into the world? To redeem, to buy back you and me and all people. Yes, to redeem us. Enslaved by our own sin, neither you nor I could free ourselves from this sin, nor can we free anyone else. Sin blinded our will so that we love the short-term pleasure of our sins. And the cost of our redemption was far greater than we could ever pay. So the Father sent his Son to redeem you and me. At what price? Not with gold or silver, but with the holy, precious body of Jesus Christ himself, his Son. So he came to be one of us, born of a woman, flesh and blood, born of the Virgin, our Emmanuel, God with us. He ransomed us by taking our place under the law. We, my friends, are by nature under the law, but we have broken it. And the law always condemns us because of that. It condemns us to death and hell because we have disobeyed. But God's Son was born under the law to redeem those that are under the law. And that, my friends, is you and me. So when he died, his death on the cross counted for our punishment. He took our place, our substitute, there on the cross of Calvary. Today, rejoice at how God's plan was put into action as Mary conceived and gave birth to our Savior and God. God did not spare his Son, but gave him up for all of us so that we would have the full rights as sons and daughters. He carried out this plan while you and I were still a slave to sin and open rebellion against him. What a blessing you have. What a blessing I have that God's adopted his son, us, through faith in Jesus. So he calls you and us, his son, whether you are male or female, or through faith in Jesus, you are clothed with Jesus. When God looks at you, he looks through the lens of his son as he calls you his sons. In Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27, you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. That too was God's plan, that he would bring you into his family through baptism. So rejoice as you consider that God has already accomplished for you by sending his son. Will he not also graciously do all things for you? All things. Not just one thing and not another, but all things for you. So no matter what you struggle with, how many of you do not have struggles in your life? Whatever you struggle with in your life, even if your life appears to be coming apart at the seams, look to Jesus Christ and know that God is for you. He will be there. He cannot fail. What a blessing. Your adoption, my adoption, is into his family. This leads to the next point of today's message. Called out by your Father's Spirit. You know, life on earth is not easy always. There's always struggles. There's always a season of life when you're young and when you're in school and when you're out of school and you go to school or college or whatever you go to the workforce. And as I've gone through, there's not a season of life that's always the same. But one thing is constant is God and his son, Jesus Christ. That's the constant. Even though things change, and I find as I grow older, there's things that used to work, don't work in my body as well as it used to. And some of you can testify to that and say amen to that, right? Some of you young pups don't know that yet, but that's okay. Your time is coming. But God is always the thing that is constant. He does not change. He was always there for you. You don't have to wonder if he's there or not. He's there for you all the time. And he will be there and continue to watch over you. So the Father, even during those times of fears and doubts, and weakness and failures, God gives us his Holy Spirit. Galatians 4 verse 6 says this, because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts. Through God's word and sacraments, the Holy Spirit testifies to you and me that we are redeemed to be this by the Son, to be sons. And when I say the last sons, I mean sons and daughters. He testifies that you are God's child through faith in Christ. So by the Holy Spirit, we call out to God, calling on him as our dear Father, praying, as our text says today, Abba in Aramaic means Father. What a wonder. We who are born as slaves to sin, we are now who are hated by God because he is just and holy. We are guilty and damned. We now can call him Father. for you have been redeemed by the Son to be sons. What a blessing of our adoption. When life seems so hard and God's plan so distant, call out, Abba, Father. Even if you don't know what to ask for because life is confusing, nevertheless, call out. For the Holy Spirit Himself prays for you with groans that are so deeper in words. They cannot express. Call out, Abba, Father, and know with all certainty that He hears you, for He has given you His Holy Spirit. As your dear Father, He gives you His good and gracious answer. Trust in Him, and you can cast all your cares upon Him, for He is your Father. You have been redeemed by the Son to be His Son. And finally, our Father lifts our eyes to anticipate the inheritance that awaits us. Throughout so much of history, only sons, not daughters, received the family inheritance. That's another reason the Apostle calls all Christians, male and female, sons. For all of us who believe in Jesus Christ are heirs, heirs of God. You are no longer a slave to sin and death. You've been redeemed by the Son to be sons, set free, for the price has already been paid. But you're not set free to simply fend for yourself. You haven't simply moved up from one notch from slave to servant. No, you've been redeemed by the Son to be sons, and therefore you're an heir. Galatians 4, verse 7 says this, "So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. Anticipate your Father's inheritance kept in heaven for you. For the Son came from the throne in heaven to open wide the gates of paradise. The doors our sins have locked. Jesus has opened wide. What an inheritance He has prepared in heaven for you who believe. An inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. It is always the same. Perfect. So when this life seems so hard or even pointless, faithfully follow, anticipating the inheritance ahead. As you receive Christ's body and blood today in the Lord's Supper, not only look back to the manger where the body lay and the cross stained with His blood, but look forward to when you will see Him in your own eyes and touch Him with your own hands. Anticipate the heavenly feast, for you have been bought back by the Son to be sons and therefore heirs. Adoption in a good home is a wonderful thing for an orphan. But how much greater your adoption into the family of God. What a blessing you have been given because He has given you His Son on that first Christmas night. Rejoice in the Father's plan for you. Called out by your Father's Spirit. Anticipate your Father's inheritance. My friends, you have been redeemed by the Son to be sons of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Gracious Father, I pray for each person here today that You would impact their life each and every day with the knowledge that they have been made a child of God. That there is nothing on their part that they could possibly make that happen. It's only by God's gracious love that He has made them and made each and every one of us that we are sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.